Well, it's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by two locally operated West Duluth businesses, Duluth Grill and the Park State Bank. Well, what would it be like to live as a fish in Duluth? Diane Desautels is with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, and she spent some time pondering exactly that question as she's working to restore aquatic habitats in the St. Louis River. Diane, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Great to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thanks.
There was a time when it would have been great to be a fish in the St. Louis River, and then there was a time when it would have been ghastly to be a fish in the St. Louis River, and now I'm guessing that it's getting a little bit better. Tell us more.
It's getting much better. It is really a great time to be a fish. If you are a fish in St. Louis Bay, though, by the WLSD plant or by Grassy Point, it might be a little bit tougher. And so we're looking at restoring habitats in those areas, which are quite large areas.
Now, what kind of a habitat do we need to restore? What fish are we exactly, and what is it that we're not excited about?
Well, the St. Louis River is a warm water river. So, you know, we're really looking at spawning habitat and places for the fish to hang out even over winter that would include things like walleye and muskie and northern pike. And you can talk to a lot of the fisher people out there today, and fishing is good. But part of the legacy impacts where old sawmills were there and industry was there, there was a lot of dredging and filling of areas that really changed the habitat right at the bay of 21st Avenue West and 40th Avenue West. So we want to make it better to create more habitat for those fish populations.
Now, some of the things that fish like, some of the fish that you mentioned like, have to do with places to hide. It also has to do with places that can kind of ameliorate wind energy and the effect of wind on the waves. Talk about that a little bit. I guess I'd never thought that would have an effect on a fish one way or the other.
Correct. So if I was swimming in the bay over at 21st Avenue West right now, it's pretty much, you know, plain level ground under there. And when the wind and wave action picks up on the St. Louis River, you have strong fetches, we call them, where the waves build up and create a lot of turmoil and stir things up. So there's not a quiet place to hang out. So what we want to do is try to shallow up some of these deeper areas by bringing in dredge materials that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is dredging in the navigational channel so that we can keep our shipping going well. These are clean materials. We'll bring them in, shallow it up a little bit, and it creates these shoals. And in some places, we might even come above the water level to create some islands. What this also does is it allows the light to hit the bottom of the lake sooner so the plants can start to grow. So we got to encourage those underwater plants to start growing. And once those start growing, the bugs will come, the bugs that live in that sediment. Oh, there's food for the fish right there. There's places to hide within the plants. And then they can hang out around those shoals and spawn and raise their young and move around throughout the estuary, but hopefully spend more time in that bay as well.
And there was a time when the water quality was such that it was going to be pretty difficult for the sun to get through to the bottom and create plants to begin with. But there's the efforts to clean up the St. Louis River, are they really starting to pay off now?
They are really starting to pay off, and probably the number one thing that happened was in the late 70s when the Western Lake Superior Sanitary District went in and started actually treating our sewage and other sewage from industries before we actually just dumped it right into the river. Big turnaround at that point. And then we've also put in a lot of tanks along the lake walk. People probably remember that construction happening where we're trying to, any stormwater overflows from sewage, we're trying to prevent that from going into the lake and river. A lot of work has been done. Now we're doing some of just the other bigger stuff that has to happen, not only creating some of this habitat restoration, encouraging nature to be able to pick up and take it from there. But there are also sites, especially some slips where we have some contaminated sediments, and those are going to be cleaned up too. And that will be huge. Clean up the sediments, create a little bit more habitat restoration. Already this river is well underway, and these will just top it off. It's a huge statewide effort that's happening. We're talking hundreds of millions of dollars being spent for a really good cause.
Diana, folks are interested in getting more information about the project, the work that you're doing. Is there a website? We'll get a link set up on our website so that it'll be easy for folks to find. But is there a website where people can go to learn more about this project?
Absolutely. And I want to remind folks that there's a number of partners. I'm with the Pollution Control Agency, the Department of Natural Resources involved, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources involved, the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa are involved, and the Corps. So all these are, we all kind of came together to try to make a partner website. And I'm going to give it to you now. It's www.stlouisriverestuary.com. All one word.
All right.
.org. And there's a restoration tab there, and we're trying to keep that updated so folks can see what's going on. And, of course, you can also call any of our agencies, and we'll be glad to let you know what's going on in the St. Louis River as part of the area of concern cleanup and habitat restoration work.
And as I mentioned, we'll get that link set up so it'll be easy for folks to find and click. Diane, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.
Diane Desautels from the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, our guest this morning on Green Visions. Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.